This hour, the podcast is exclusively sponsored by my good friends at Advantage Gold. Advantage Gold is a five-star rated gold company with one-of-a-kind customer service. And when it comes to gold and precious metals, Advantage Gold is the only company I'll work with. Call Advantage Gold today and make sure you let them know that Mark Levin sent you. And now, let's begin.
He's here. He's here. Now, broadcasting from the underground command post, deep in the bowels of a hidden bunker, somewhere under the brick and steel of a nondescript building, we've once again made contact with our leader, Mark Levin.
Here we are, America. CBS News. The Biden White House considers welcoming some Palestinians from war-torn Gaza as refugees. The Biden administration is considering bringing certain Palestinians to the U.S. as refugees, a move that would offer a permanent safe haven to some of those fleeing war-torn Gaza, according to internal federal government documents obtained by CBS News. In recent weeks, the document shows senior officials across several federal U.S. agencies have discussed the practicality of different options to resettle Palestinians from Gaza who have immediate family members who are American citizens or permanent residents. I guess Dearbornistan comes to mind. One of these proposals involves using the decades-old United States Refugee Admissions Program to welcome Palestinians with U.S. ties who've managed to escape Gaza and in our neighboring Egypt, according to the interagency planning documents. As is typical, they're taking the law and trying to squeeze their fact pattern into it. There is no lawful way to do this. Congress has not sanctioned this. There's no statutory authority whatsoever. More on that in a minute. Top U.S. officials have also discussed getting additional Palestinians out of Gaza, processing them as refugees if they have American relatives, the documents show. The plans would require coordination with Egypt, which has so far refused to welcome large numbers of people from Gaza. Those who pass a series of eligibility, medical, and security screenings would qualify to fly to the United States with refugee status, which offers beneficiaries permanent residency, resettlement benefits like housing assistance, and a path to American citizenship. While the eligible population is expected to be relatively small, the plans being discussed by U.S. officials could offer a lifeline to some Palestinians fleeing the Israeli-Hamas war, which local public health officials, listen to this, say has claimed the lives of more than 34,000 people. Local public health officials. This is CBS, The Hill. They use these statistics without mentioning Hamas, so now it's local public health officials. My God, the media in this country is sick. The Israeli government launched a military, then they go on attacking Israel. But the headline here, ladies and gentlemen, is that the Biden-Blinken administration, the regime, is plotting and planning to bring in an unknown number of Palestinians from Gaza into the United States to immediately put them on the path to citizenship, to give them benefits of refugees. And they have done this in secret, without any statutory authority from Congress. We're living under a Biden dictatorship. He's destroying the coal mines and the jobs of coal miners. No statute was passed. They just have done it by regulatory fiat. That's right. They are destroying oil drilling and refining. Is there a statute based for that? No. They're doing it by regulatory fiat. Automobiles are being destroyed. That is, gas-powered automobiles are being regulated out of existence for electric automobiles. There's no statutory authority for this. Women's sports are being destroyed with this executive order from Joe Biden in violation of Title IX of the Civil Rights Act. He just did it. No statutory authority whatsoever. Open borders, bypassing the southern border, flying illegal aliens into the country without any authorization from Congress. None. Our entire immigration system, on the contrary, is in defiance of federal law. Student loan forgiveness. No law for student loan forgiveness. In fact, it's in defiance of a Supreme Court decision that says the opposite. American foreign policy has been drastically changed to support Iran, Hamas, the PLO, to support terrorism in the Middle East, to try and destroy the independent sovereign state of Israel, the only Jewish state on the face of the earth that was formed after the Holocaust. There is no statutory authority for what Joe Biden is doing in the Middle East. In fact, he's waiving the sanctions that were in place to stop the Hitlerians in the Middle East, the Iranians. And I could go on. Saving democracy? You're living under a tyrant as I speak. You're living under a dictator as I speak. In fact, Elizabeth Warren has been urging repeatedly Joe Biden to rule by executive order, to rule by regulatory fiat. That is exactly what he's doing. In fact, they have a whole slew of federal fiats, executive orders, regulatory fiats prepared to go should Joe Biden lose the election in November. They're ready to roll. In fact, they issued one the other day to prevent an incoming Trump administration from using several thousand slots that are available for political appointees. They're taking actions right now to create basically a civil service devourment, if you will, of those positions so they can forever institute their agenda regardless of the election results. I thought you'd want to know that your federal government, the Biden regime, is plotting to bring Palestinians into this country. And they're doing it under the cover of darkness. Congress is unaware of this. This leak to CBS News. Now that takes place without authority of any kind. What do you make of that, America? The Egyptians don't want these people. The Jordanians don't want these people. The Syrians don't want these people. There's not a single Arab country in the Middle East that wants these people. Why is that? And so we're going to import individuals into this country who have a belief system. And I'm not talking about Islam. A belief system that they were indoctrinated with as babies. To hate Jews and to hate America. We're going to import these people into America, into a system that no longer, in the American system, assimilates people into our culture. Rather, we embrace all the cultures from which these people are fleeing. Isn't that amazing? Anthony Blinken is in the Middle East today. Why? To spread more wildfires. What's he doing? He is providing the elected Prime Minister of Israel, who he is trying to depose, who he's trying with the International Criminal Court, a corrupt left-wing European enterprise where we don't recognize its jurisdiction, and neither do the Israelis. This ICC wants to issue arrest warrants against Netanyahu and his senior staff. And you know who's behind it? Biden and Blinken. You know how I know? They're not objecting. They're not opposing it. This guy Kirby, this Goebbels-like Kirby, his propaganda, this filthy liar, this psychopath, whether it's Afghanistan and now this, he says, we don't interfere with the judicial activities of other courts and so forth. Sure you do, a-hole. You're the one that pushed them to issue an arrest warrant on Putin. Like it or not, you were involved in the judicial process in the ICC, you liar. So we have in America right now a president who rules by fiat in violation of Supreme Court decisions, in violation of federal law, undermining, usurping our constitutional system, affecting every corner of our economy, every corner of our foreign policy, every aspect of this society. If that's not a definition of a dictator, then what the hell is? Then what the hell is? This is why Biden and Blinken and the others are sitting back. And let me tell you something. They're enjoying what's happening in these colleges and universities. The Democrat Party billionaires like Soros and others, as I was the first to report, begging the other news organizations to start reporting what's taking place. The Hamas financial network, Qatar, Soros, Rockefeller Brothers Fund, Tides Foundation, and so many more, funding this counter-revolution, this Marxist-Islamist counter-revolution. They're all fascists, you want to know the truth, but that's it. What's going on our college campuses? They're sitting back, Biden and Blinken, Blinken being a Marxist, his family, bought and paid for by Soros. It's all there. Google it. It's all there. Even Google can't conceal it and censor it. Take a look. Sitting back, enjoying what they're doing. Let me tell you why. Biden believes that the 2020 riots, listen to me carefully, this will be regurgitated by some plagiarist hack at some point, because Biden believes that part of the reason he quote-unquote won in 2020 was due to the riots in the summer of 2020, that he was able to get out his base. That's right. Able to get out his base, the Marxists and the Islamists and others. Black Lives Matter, Antifa, the counter-revolutionaries to the American Revolution. With the help of the media, they were mainstreaming what was going on. And he believes he was able to fire up his base. Minority communities, wealthy white punks that go to college, and their ilk. That's what he did. That's what he believes happened. And they're doing it again. Hello! They're doing it right now. 2024. Many of the same rioters. Many of the same dark money billionaires. The same propagandists in the media. Trying to turn out his vote. Trying to turn out his vote. He feels his ass is covered with the Jewish community because he has Blinken, who's half Jewish. Because he has Thomas Friedman, who is a self-hater. Because he has Jake Tapper in his back pocket, another self-hater. He's got billionaires like Sabin, like Soros, like Spielberg, all helping him and supporting him. And he believes those people, these elitist, self-hating buffoons who have influence and money, that they somehow will represent the entire Jewish community. So he feels he's got that wrapped up. But what he needs is Dearbornistan. What he needs is a big turnout. A big turnout by the Islamists, by the Bernie Sanders Marxists. That's what he's relying on. He's relying on union bosses who are selling out their union members to these extremists, hate America, anti-Semite bigots. And so why wouldn't he import Palestinians from Gaza? He's importing communist Chinese from China. He's importing individuals into this country from all walks of life. MS-13, Venezuelan gangs. He knows he's doing it. Power, baby. Power, that's all that matters. The people in Chicago, The black communities in particular might be upset, but he figures they have nowhere to go. They're going to vote for him. He figures in New York, sure, the people in New York City are upset, but he figures, what the hell? They've been voting Democrat for more than half a century. They're going to continue to do it. And he might be right. That's the calculation. And to keep Trump tied up in court, and I want to get to this stinking, rotten, pathetic judge in a moment. But that's what's going on in your country this evening, America. I'll be right back.
Mark Levin.
Our once mighty dollars under siege from runaway inflation. For those still working, your paychecks buy less while costs for gas, food, cars, utilities skyrocket thanks to inflation. That's why I'm urging all my listeners to register for the upcoming Gold and Silver Summit hosted by our friends at Advantage Gold. It's a fantastic seminar. They'll teach you how to take steps to help guard your wealth from inflation using asset diversification into physical precious metals. Gold and silver hold intrinsic value that should remain untouched by government manipulation. Folks, don't wait for the Fed's reckless policies to completely devalue the dollar and steal your life savings. Call now while free registration is open. I'm telling you, this is a fantastic seminar. Call 800-900-8000 right now. The Gold and Silver Summit could provide the vital insights we need to protect our families. 800-900-8000. Tell them Mark Levin sent you. Performance may vary. Past performance is not indicative of future results. Always consult your financial and tax professional. I want you to think about something that's very, very important. Despite what the media tell you, you've got to ignore the media. They're liars. They're liars. Despite what they say or not, Joe Biden has not made a strong, definitive, unequivocal condemnation in anything close to a speech about what's going on in this country today. Not once. At the State of the Union speech, he didn't mention anything about the anti-Semitism that was already spreading. Not one word. Not a word. Nothing. Maybe in passing they ask him about it, and then he has to bring up Palestine. The anti-Semitism, he brings up Islamophobia. Like the riots in the streets and taking over schools because of Islamophobia. That is a lie. It's disgusting. Disgusting. Joe Biden is not only tolerating this, and his spokespeople now and then burp something out. We will not tolerate this, they say, but they are. But they tell you what they're not going to do. We will not recommend the National Guard. Well, what do you recommend? Nothing. The Department of Justice, their Civil Rights Division, is all but silent. It's run by a racist bigot. Merrick Garland hasn't made any speech or comments. Mayorkas, same thing. Civil Rights Office at the Department of Education. I've been talking about this for weeks. Now, this has been going on for months and months. It's getting worse and worse and worse. We know who's behind it. Thanks to me, we know who's behind it. We know who's funding it. Foreign terrorist operations, terrorist regimes like Qatar, as well as Democrat, billionaire, radical leftists like Soros and others who want to overthrow our country. We know who's behind it. Attention, fellow Americans. Mark Levin here with a warning and a solution. I feel like our country's being destroyed by out-of-control spending and debt thanks to Biden and the American Marxists. And your hard-earned savings and retirement could be at risk from their socialist schemes. That's why you should consider Advantage Gold, the best of the best, a U.S.-based company that specializes in helping everyday Americans protect their wealth. They have a simple solution to help you even potentially grow your wealth despite the attacks from Washington. I urge you to register for their upcoming Gold and Silver Summit. It's fabulous. A free online event where you'll learn tips to help safeguard your finances by diversifying into physical precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. Call them right now to sign up securely for this pivotal summit. It is crucial. Tell them Mark Levin sent you for a special bonus. Call 800-900-8000 right now. Performance may vary. Past performance is not necessarily indicative of future results. You should always consult your financial and tax professional.
Mark Levin, America's passionately cerebral voice. Talk with that voice now. 877-381-3811.
1969, America. There was a real governor. You may have heard of him, Ronald Reagan. And there were riots, especially centered at Berkeley. And in the end, he sent in the National Guard to take back the administrative building that the rioters, the Marxists, had taken over. I believe one, maybe two students ultimately died. He'd given them the opportunity. He didn't wait for the college administrators to ask for help. He told them that this in part is state property and it's funded by the state. These are citizens, many of them anyway, of the state. First it was the local cops, then it was the state troopers, then it was the National Guard. We love Reagan around here for a reason. And by the way, in his diary, Ronald Reagan did not say a lot of negative things about anybody, but he detested Joe Biden. Our buddy Craig Shirley will tell you that's one of the people he was very negative about in his diaries. Despised him as a character assassin, as a low IQ demagogue. And boy, was he right. So I'm going to post it. I posted it in 2017, America. So we'll retweet what we posted in 2017, Mr. Producer will. So that's out there now. Now I want to play for you a montage. I believe it was put together by the Daily Caller 4 or 5 years ago, of how Reagan reacted to, quote unquote, mostly peaceful protesters. Go.
Days in advance that if the university sought to go ahead with that construction, they were going to physically destroy the university.
Why did you negotiate many times?
Negotiate? What is to negotiate? What is?
The university is a public institution.
That's right.
But the university, its own community, and for the community of Berkeley that live around it.
All of it began the first time some of you who know better and are old enough to know better let young people think that they had the right to choose the laws they would obey as long as they were doing it in the name of social protest.
I'm sick and tired of the argument about whether some effort to enforce law and order is going to escalate anything at all. Plain truth of the matter is this has to stop, and it has to stop like the day before yesterday.
I would like to propose that the issue is that on the campuses, you who are adults, you who are entrusted with those young people and their guidance, have a responsibility to make it plain to them from the very beginning that you yourselves do not tolerate the kind of conduct that has led to the burning of Wheeler Hall, that has led to two murders on the campus of UCLA.
You created an atmosphere on campus where no one wants to listen. No,
you are a liar.
I have read and I have been questioned since I've been here about certain demonstrations against my coming. And I would like to say just one thing, and to those who demonstrate so, I wonder if they have ever asked themselves that if they should have the kind of government they apparently seek, no one would ever be able to do what they're doing again.
Anything, and I have a feeling that if you check closely on some of the more militant of those leaders who are advocating violence, you will find that if you settle whatever issue it is that has them worked up today, they'll be back tomorrow morning with another issue. But I think the time has come for them to make a choice and to decide whether they want to continue to even tolerate these false prophets in their midst, who are, if anything, destroying their own community.
I don't think that taking to the streets and rioting and disorder has ever solved anything or ever will.
Those who would trade our freedom for the soup kitchen of the welfare state have told us they have a utopian solution of peace without victory. They call their policy accommodation. And they say if we'll only avoid any direct confrontation with the enemy, he'll forget his evil ways and learn to love us. All who oppose them are indicted as warmongers. They say we offer simple answers to complex problems. Well, perhaps there is a simple answer. Not an easy answer, but simple. If you and I have the courage to tell our elected officials that we want our national policy based on what we know in our hearts is morally right, we cannot buy our security, our freedom from the threat of the bomb, by committing an immorality so great as saying to a billion human beings now enslaved behind the Iron Curtain, give up your dreams of freedom, because to save our own skins, we're willing to make a deal with your slave masters.
Recently, in some places in the nation, there's been a disturbing reoccurrence of bigotry and violence. If I may, from the platform of this organization, known for its tolerance, I would like to address a few remarks to those groups who still adhere to senseless racism and religious prejudice. To those individuals who persist in such hateful behavior, if I were speaking to them instead of to you, I would say to them, you are the ones who are out of step with our society. You are the ones who willfully violate the meaning of the dream that is America. And this country, because it's what it stands for, will not stand for your conduct.
There are cities in Michigan. Oh, shut up.
The great Ronald Reagan. The media hated him, too. The media hated Reagan, too. But the people loved him. I want you to step back. You heard what Reagan had to say. What has Biden said? Nothing. I want you to listen to me carefully. I will come under attack and I don't care. Biden is all for what's taking place on our college campuses. He's using it to threaten Netanyahu and that government. Blinken is a Soros Marxist. He's a traitor. That's why he hired Robert Malley to negotiate the nuke deal. Robert Malley, a special pleader for Iran, who in turn hired individuals who are back-channeling to the foreign minister of Iran. This is in the Biden administration. It makes the Aldra Hiss case look like a joke. This is the Joe Biden that has our borders wide open purposely to destroy the American culture. You can't possibly assimilate people into this country when you have waves over 10 million coming across the border. Arthur Schlesinger Jr. knew it. Wrote a book, Disuniting America. I point him out because he was a big liberal from Harvard who advised Kennedy and Johnson, as was his father, a big liberal, who advised Alvin Barkley. You had Governor Lamb. We played for you what he said about open borders. A Democrat, a liberal, but not a lunatic, from Colorado. This used to be the official position of the Democrat Party. Cesar Chavez, I played that audio for you. He called illegal aliens wetbacks. He called them that. And he and his union members, like militia, used to walk the southern border and report any illegal aliens to then the old INS, Immigration and Naturalization Service, so they would be captured and deported on the spot. Walter Mondale, Ralph Abernathy, the right hand to then assassinated Martin Luther King, Southern Christian leadership. They walked the line against illegal immigrants. The official position of almost all unions in this country was to oppose illegal immigration as undermining labor rights and working conditions. When you have a border wide open and 10 to 11 million people coming into this country, where there's no formal process for assimilation, none, you're destroying your country. There is no country. There's no sovereignty. There's no culture. There's nothing. Now, why would somebody do that? He does it because he wants to do it. You see what's happening on our college campuses. Joe Biden hasn't said anything to calm anything down. Joe Biden has been pouring fuel on these fires. Constant attacks on the Jewish state in the Middle East. Constant attacks on the Jewish prime minister in Israel. Constant blood libels about the Jewish state slaughtering tens of thousands of innocent Palestinian civilians. Using Hamas's numbers, a terrorist organization that used to be on our terrorist watch list. And now even the media covers it up. They won't even say it's Hamas numbers anymore. We now have Hamas leaders, Hamas. We have Iranian leaders. We have terrorist organizations, terrorist regimes celebrating, congratulating the people who are trying to destroy our country from within. They love Joe Biden and Antony Blinken. The first president to recognize the new state of Israel was Harry Truman. We've gone a long way from Harry Truman to Joe Biden. Long way. What's taking place is appalling. And it's intentional. The border's open. It is intentional. They're now plotting in secret to bring in Palestinian refugees, quote unquote, from Gaza. Intentional. They want the elected, democratically elected Prime Minister of Israel deposed. And they think every day on ways to try and do that. Now, they're working behind the scenes. I know these bastards. With the International Criminal Court, a vile, radical, left-wing European court whose jurisdiction does not apply to the United States because Trump said no, whose jurisdiction has never applied to the state of Israel because all of the anti-Semite Jew haters who work at the UN, who are represented at the UN, also file these complaints against Israel with the ICC. Biden hasn't spoken out against it. Blinken hasn't spoken out against it. No definitive statement. Why? Because they want him to be the recipient of an arrest warrant for war crimes. Now, what do you think that's going to do in the Arab and Muslim worlds? What do you think that's going to do throughout Europe? Massively increase the wave of Jew hatred and anti-Semitism. Like we haven't seen since the Third Reich. Except this time it's intercontinental. That's Joe Biden. He has no compunction about humanity. None. The biggest slaver in the history of the United States for what's going on at the southern border. No compunction whatsoever. Destroying women's sports. No compunction whatsoever. He doesn't care. Americans left in Afghanistan, allies, they're being slaughtered. They're being picked off. People who sided with us, he could care less. October 7th. He goes to Israel. He gives him a big hug. But what you don't see is the stiletto in his hand. All for show. When's the last time Biden? When's the last time Biden talked about what happened on October 7th? And then they start their moral equivalency. Yes, but they're terrorists, you see. Unlike Israel, Israel's a Western democracy. That's right. So Western democracy should be destroyed by terrorists. They lie about the food, the provisions that are being provided to Gaza more than ever before, more than before October 7th. And we have Palestinians themselves saying Hamas is stealing the stuff and reselling it at confiscatory rates in order to fund their war machine. Utterly ignored by CNN, MSNBC, the Hill newspaper, CBS. We're facing the greatest, most horrendous example of American media propaganda in American history. In American history. This is the same Joe Biden who sent his number three at the Department of Justice. The same one to Letitia James to try and bankrupt Trump, who then moves on to Alvin Bragg's case to try and imprison Donald Trump. We have a rogue judge, a horrendous, horrendous judge who works for Alvin Bragg, who works for the prosecution, who works for the Democrat Party, ultimately the Biden administration. Doing what they're doing to your nominee. By the way, where's Nikki Haley in all this? What a gutless, self-aggrandizing narcissist she turned out to be. She thinks she's going to position herself for 2028 where my dead body. Joe Biden has set this country on fire intentionally. He's thrown in with Bernie Sanders. I spent a lot of time on this yesterday. Bernie Sanders is a Stalinist. He would argue he's a Trotskyite. I can explain the difference, but there's no point. The Trotskyites were the most pure of the Marxists. But he turned out to be a Stalinist. He gave up his Trotskyite affiliation when he left the kibbutz in Israel. And he embraced the old Soviet Union. This is who Joe Biden is thrown in with. I'll be right back.
Mark Levin.
My fellow Americans, we're living in very perilous economic times. Washington seems determined to bankrupt our nation with endless stimulus spending. As they devalue our dollar, hardworking Americans like you could lose everything. That's why I urge you strongly, register for the upcoming Gold and Silver Summit hosted by our friends at Advantage Gold. They'll teach you how to help guard your wealth using asset diversification into physical precious metals. Gold and silver can offer a defense against the dollar's devaluation, and the experts at Advantage Gold will explain how you can convert some of your savings into precious metals that can protect and potentially grow your wealth. With currency debasement from Washington and global uncertainty on the rise, gold and silver diversification can offer you some stability. Call 800-900-8000 right now to sign up. 800-900-8000 now. Tell them Mark Levin sent you. Performance may vary. Past performance is not necessarily indicative of future results. You should always consult your financial and tax professional. Very important hour, ladies and gentlemen. Not because I did it, because of the substance. These are things you don't hear anywhere. Why? Because you need to take time out during the day to actually think about these things, to understand both modern and ancient history, to understand the different philosophies at play here. That's why. 2020, think about it. Who benefited from all that mayhem and anarchy and the rioting and the violence? The Democrats. And Biden's using the same script right now. Twice quiet. Even if he speaks out 1 minute after this show is over, it's too late. He's unleashed it. Blinken's still over in the Middle East, trashing Israel. Trashing Israel. Meeting with terrorist states and their representatives. Man, oh man, Shevitz, I've got a hell of a lot more prepared just for you. We'll be right back. This segment of the podcast is exclusively sponsored by Pure Talk. Pure Talk offers great coverage and can save your family money on your wireless bill every single month. Go to puretalk.com to find the plan that's right for you. Thank you again for listening, and thank you so much for this sponsorship, Pure Talk.
He's here. He's here. Now, broadcasting from the underground command post, deep in the bowels of a hidden bunker, somewhere under the brick and steel of a nondescript building, we've once again made contact with our leader, Mark Levin.
Hello, America. Mark Levin here. Our number, 877-381-3811, 877-381-3811. We will save time to discuss what's going on in this Manhattan courtroom. There's no question about it. But President Trump outside of the New York courtroom today. This man is really remarkable. All the things going on, and yet he has spoken now several times condemning what's taking place. Let's go to cut six, Mr. Producer. Go.
The Biden protests that are going on are horrible. It's all caused by him because he doesn't know how to speak. He can't put two sentences together. He's got to get out and make a statement because the colleges are being overrun in this country. The anti-Semitism, all of the problems going on, they're being overrun. I've never seen anything like it. He said he ran because of Charlottesville. Well, if the people that know Charlottesville, when you extend the statement, it's a big hoax what they say was said, and they understand that. And Charlottesville is peanuts compared to what you're looking at now. This whole country is up in arms, breaking into colleges, knocking the hell out of Columbia University. I mean, they took over. I know the building very well. They took over a building. That is a big deal. And I wonder if what's going to happen to them will be anything comparable to what happened to J6. Because they're doing a lot of destruction, a lot of damages, a lot of people getting hurt very badly. I wonder if that's going to be the same kind of treatment they gave J6.
And not one media outlet, not one host, has called this an insurrection. And yet it is a countrywide insurrection. Just as 2020 was an insurrection. This is an insurrection. And let me put it to you this way. What if it were Trump supporters who are making all these demands and doing all this damage and targeting individuals because of their belief systems, burning the American flag? What if it had been other than the Marxists and the Islamists, other than, let's be honest, the Biden voters and supporters? You know there'd be hell to pay. You know the media would be saying different things than the media are saying today. They're all good with this, America. The Democrat Party's fine with this. There's a few outliers, but the Democrat Party as a whole is fine with it. The media are fine with it. Biden is enjoying it. He helped set this fire. How can you get his vote out? And he'll keep destroying or attempting to destroy the state of Israel. He won't be able to. The Romans couldn't. The Babylonians couldn't. The Persians couldn't. Hitler couldn't. And Biden won't either. What has he said? Nothing. Nothing. It's pretty incredible. I want you to listen to Bibi Netanyahu today as they attempt to, the Biden administration, to use the International Criminal Court to have an arrest warrant issued against Bibi Netanyahu. They're using their Saul Alinsky tactics to target Netanyahu, to smear Netanyahu, to try and destroy Netanyahu as trying to destroy a movement, but in this case, a country. A country. You have to ask yourselves, and many of you probably do, how strong is Bibi Netanyahu? It's like Trump. How strong is this man? It's remarkable what he has to put up with. But let's listen to what he has to say. Cut 7, hat tip X. Go.
You have to hear this to believe this. The International Criminal Court in The Hague is contemplating issuing arrest warrants against senior Israeli government and military officials as war criminals. This would be an outrage of historic proportions. International bodies like the ICC arose in the wake of the Holocaust committed against the Jewish people. They were set up to prevent such horrors, to prevent future genocides. Yet now, the International Court is trying to put Israel in the dock. It's trying to put us in the dock as we defend ourselves against genocidal terrorists and regimes, Iran, of course, that openly works to destroy the one and only Jewish state. Branding Israel's leaders and soldiers as war criminals will pour jet fuel on the fires of anti-Semitism, those fires that are already raging on the campuses of America and across capitals around the world. It will also be the first time that a democratic country fighting for its life according to the rules of war is itself accused of war crimes. The Israeli army, the IDF, is one of the most moral militaries in the world. It takes endless measures to prevent civilian casualties, measures that no other army takes. It does so while fighting a terrorist enemy, which uses its own civilians as human shields. You know the truth. Hamas places its weapons, its terrorists, in hospitals, schools, mosques, and throughout civilian areas. They do this in order to win immunity and to maximize civilian casualties. So while Hamas shows no care for the lives of Palestinians and steals humanitarian aid meant for civilians, Israel is facilitating a surge of humanitarian assistance to Gaza. And we do this to ensure that the Palestinian population's humanitarian needs are met, rather than commend Israel for abiding by the rules of war while fighting an enemy that violates every rule of war, including holding 133 Israeli men, women, and children hostage. Who's the ICC targeting? The democracy called Israel. And in targeting Israel, the ICC would be targeting all democracies because it would be undermining their inherent right to defend themselves against savage terrorism and wanton aggression. Clearly, this threat by the ICC is not an attempt to enforce the law. Israel is not even subject to the court's jurisdiction, and it has an independent legal system that rigorously investigates all violations of the law. Rather, this ICC attempt is an attempt to paralyze Israel's very ability to defend itself. The government and people of Israel reject outright this grave threat to our security, this grave threat to our very existence. And I want to assure you, no ICC action will impact Israel's ironclad determination to achieve the goals of our war with Hamas terrorists. We will destroy Hamas's military and governing capabilities in Gaza. We will release all our hostages. And we will ensure that Gaza never poses a threat to Israel again. Israel expects the leaders of the free world to stand firmly against the ICC outrageous assault on Israel's inherent right of self-defense. We expect them to use all the means at their disposal to stop this dangerous move. 6 months after the terrible Hamas massacre of October 7th, 80 years after the horrors of the Holocaust, the Jewish state calls on decent people everywhere to reject this outrage by the ICC, to stand with Israel as we fight the barbarians of Hamas in Iran, and as we work to secure a more peaceful world.
This is the man that Joe Biden and Blinken are trying to destroy while they fund and arm Iran, while they plot to bring Palestinians into our country that not a single Arab country will take. I noticed, Mr. Producer, we led with that story, and it's now on Fox, which is a good thing. It's a good thing. Mike Johnson, at a press conference today, the Speaker of the House, who has been more presidential than Joe Biden could ever hope to be, who has led in the House on this effort between good and evil, and has done a remarkable job in defending Israel, in defending their prime minister, in calling out what's going on in our universities. He has guts. They went to Columbia. He's going to go elsewhere. They had a press conference today. We haven't heard a damn thing from Hakeem Jeffries. Nothing. We've heard almost nothing from the Democrat Jews in the House and the Senate. Almost nothing. And I watched as Mike Johnson had this press conference with chairman of his committees. Chairman. And you know what I noticed, ladies and gentlemen? Every one of those chairmen, whether it was Ways and Means, Smith, whether it was Oversight, Comer, whether it was Judiciary, Jordan, Education, Fox, and down the list, not one of them were Jewish. Not one of them. Like so many of you, righteous Gentiles, that say what's right is right and what's wrong is wrong. And I've told you before, it'll be the Jews, and then they're going to turn on other minorities, and then ultimately they're going to turn on our country. Well, they skipped a few, and here they are, demanding the overthrow of the United States of America, burning the American flag. And Joe Biden hasn't said squat, not a damn thing. Here's Mike Johnson at his press conference today. Cut 11, go.
What are university officials waiting on? What do they need to see before they stand up to these terrorist sympathizers? And that is exactly what they are. What's worse, though, is that Columbia's choice to ignore the safety of their Jewish students and appease anti-Semites has inspired even more hate-filled protests to pop up across the country. And what we're seeing right now is people wave Hezbollah flags and Hamas flags, their homemade signs supporting what happened on October 7th. It's outrageous. Hamas endorsed the protest at Columbia University just about 2 hours before we walked out on the steps to have our press event on Wednesday. They're proudly chanting things like death to America and profanity and hate-filled slogans. And this is utterly despicable, and it cannot be accepted in this country. Anti-Semitism is a virus. And because the administration and woke university presidents aren't stepping in, we're seeing it spread. We have to act. And House Republicans will speak to this fateful moment with moral clarity. We really wish those in the White House would do the same. We will not allow anti-Semitism to thrive on campus, and we will hold these universities accountable for their failure to protect Jewish students on campus. And that's why today we're here to announce a house-wide effort to crack down on anti-Semitism on college campuses.
I just want to say this about this man's moral clarity. You don't have to agree with everything he supports and says. You don't agree with everything I say. You don't agree with everything Trump's done or Reagan did or anybody does. That's beside the point. Marjorie Taylor Greene, Thomas Massie, anybody else who tries to throw this man out is going to have to come through this program. Because first it was McCarthy, now it's Johnson. These are two good men. And Johnson has demonstrated more than Biden, more than Hakeem Jeffries, more than Mitch McConnell, more than any of them, that he is a leader. That he is a leader. And all the Chihuahuas and Yorkies biting at his heels, they've demonstrated that they're not. Because they haven't done a damn thing while they've been in Congress. Nothing. Exactly zero. But leadership won't help me. But obviously you can't get the support to be in leadership. Elise Stefanik at the press conference today. Cut 12, go.
The world is watching as the leadership of our so-called elite colleges and universities continue to fail to condemn anti-Semitism and protect Jewish students on campus. Just look at the abject failure of Columbia's president to enforce their own code of conduct that they gave lip service to during the recent education and workforce hearing. Last night, the pro-Hamas anti-Semitic mob took over an academic building. The university leadership has lost complete control. It is a disgrace, and it is untenable, and we as House Republicans will hold them to account.
And if they don't, nobody will. Now, Jim Jordan spoke, too. He said, we're making demands now, this administration. We want to know how many of these people are on student visas, if they're keeping the list, how many of these people are being deported, and a whole bunch of other issues. The pressure's on, and it's only coming from the Republican Party. That's it. There's no pressure from the Democrat Party. Where's Schumer? Where's Gillibrand? Where's Tim Kaine? So-called moderate. Where is he? Nowhere. Here's Larry Summers, former president of Harvard, former secretary of the Treasury under Clinton. Cut 13, go.
I also think that there's no reason why those who are not students who are disrupting campus activities should not be promptly arrested and charged with trespassing. I think just as anybody on a university campus, when they get funding from the outside for their activities, is expected to be accountable, I think there need to be close investigations of how these protest efforts are being funded. So this is not about which side you are or how you think about anti-Zionism versus
Let's stop. This is the coward, you see. This isn't about what side you're on. Certainly it is. You're on either the side of good or evil. It certainly is about that, Larry Summers. I love the way some of these people play this down, dumb it down. How hard is it to stand against evil and for good? How hard is it? Who attacked whom? Who keeps attacking whom? You have an elected Western-style democracy, and then you have throwbacks to the 7th century filled with debauchery, sadism, murder, lust, rape, must. Oh, this isn't about what side you're on. Of course it is about what side you're on. For God's sakes, it's about what side you're on. And the Democrat Party's picked the side of the 7th century. That's what they've done. They've picked the side of the 7th century. And there's Blinken. A Soros puke. His parents, Soros pukes. There he is. Now, until I kept banging the pots and pans here on my show on Fox, this radio show, Levin TV on the Blaze, nobody wanted to look at the funding. Mr. Producer, remember I was complaining on the air. Why won't they look at the funding? I've given them the information. Now they finally are. Now, why don't you look at the Democrat Party and the executive branch and Biden and Blinken at the State Department? They're filled with cockroach anti-Semites. And look at the people who are behind the Biden campaign. I'll be right back.
Mark Levin.
Nowadays, $20 barely gets you a burger and fries and maybe a quarter tank of gasoline. You know what it will get you, though? For just $20 a month, you can get unlimited talk, text, and plenty of 5G data from my cell phone company, Pure Talk. You'll get the same quality of service as AT&T, Verizon, or T-Mobile, but for half the cost. The average family saves almost $1,000 a year, all with no contracts and no activation fees. You can trade your phone or get great deals on the latest iPhones and Androids. Make the switch today and save an additional 50% off your first month. Choose a wireless company that shares our values, that supports our military and veterans, that creates American jobs, and refuses to advertise on fake news networks. Instead, they're right here with us. Just go to puretalk.com/Levin, puretalk.com/LEVIN, and make the switch right now so you can actually afford that burger and fries. That's puretalk.com/Levin. Levin, L-E-V-I-N. You know, it's very so bizarre, is it not? We don't hear from Biden on what's going on in this country. What's he going to say? Please listen to the first hour again. Biden supports what's going on in this country right now. The Democrat Party mostly supports it. They're silent. The Republicans are leading the charge to deal with this. The media support it, too. Jonathan Turley's posted, Fox News is reporting that Northwestern, my alma mater, he says, has reportedly reached a negotiated settlement with protesters to include a committee to consider divesting from Israel and special housing for Muslim students in addition to other concessions. Then you have this Lawrence Summers saying, well, it's not a matter of taking sides, you dumb bastard. It is a matter of taking sides. I'll be right back. Nowadays, $20 barely gets you a burger and fries and maybe a quarter tank of gasoline. You know what it will get you, though? For just $20 a month, you can get unlimited talk, text, and plenty of 5G data from my cell phone company, Pure Talk. You'll get the same quality of service as AT&T, Verizon, or T-Mobile, but for half the cost. The average family saves almost $1,000 a year, all with no contracts and no activation fees. You can trade your phone or get great deals on the latest iPhones and Androids. Make the switch today and save an additional 50% off your first month. Choose a wireless company that shares our values, that supports our military and veterans, that creates American jobs, and refuses to advertise on fake news networks. Instead, they're right here with us. Just go to puretalk.com/Levin, puretalk.com/LEVIN, and make the switch right now so you can actually afford that burger and fries. That's puretalk.com/Levin. Levin, L-E-V-I-N.
This is Liberty's 911 Hotline. The Mark Levin Show. Call him now at 877-381-3811.
You know, as referenced from time to time, folks, you might want to grab your copy of American Marxism or The Democrat Party Hates America. Here's a little secret. American Marxism, well, it was one of the longest books I ever wrote. The Democrat Party Hates America is the longest book I've ever written. It's really volume two of American Marxism. So volume one is American Marxism. Volume two is The Democrat Party Hates America. And looking at American Marxism, almost a century ago, the French philosopher... One minute, as I get my eyesight working. The French philosopher and essayist Julian Benda observed that mass movements form frequently around individuals who share the same political hatred. Hatred. He wrote, quote, "Thanks to the progress of communication and still more to the group spirit, it is clear that the holders of the same political hatred now form a compact, impassioned mass. Every individual of which feels himself in touch with the infinite numbers of others. Whereas a century ago, such people were comparatively out of touch with each other and hated in a scattered way." In a scattered way. It may be asserted that these coherences will tend to develop still further. For the will to group, the will to group is one of the most profound characteristics of the modern world, which even in the most unexpected domains, for instance, the domain of thought, is more and more becoming the world of leagues, of unions, and of groups, that is groupthink. Is it necessary to say that the passion of the individual is strengthened by feeling itself in proximity to those thousands of similar passions? The individual bestows a mystic personality on the association of which he feels himself a member and gives it a religious adoration, which is simply the deification of his own passion and no small stimulus to its intensity. Benda also concluded that such movements are often cult-like. He wrote, "The coherence just described might be called a surface coherence, but there is added to it a coherence of essence. For the very reason that the holders of the same political passion form a more compact, impassioned group, they also form a more homogeneous impassioned group, in which the individual ways of feeling disappear and the zeal of each member more and more takes on the color of the others." Now you can think of Antifa, Black Lives Matter, the Marxists generally, and of course the Islamists. And of course the Islamists. These are fanatics. Funded, scripted, brainwashed. It doesn't matter how we got here, they're here. And the FBI is doing nothing to protect us. Department of Homeland Security is doing nothing to protect us. The Department of Justice, its civil rights division, is doing nothing to protect us. And by us, I mean the American people. The Office of Civil Rights, the Department of Education, is doing nothing to protect us. Why is that? Why is it that virtually every entity, every instrumentality of the federal government, with a few fan dances here and there, why is it that they've all stood down in the face of this insurrection by the Marxists and the Islamists? The face of the greatest spread of anti-Semitism and Jew hatred in American history right now. Why is it that the entities that we rely on to defend this country are all standing down? Why is it that the President of the United States hates MAGA more than he hates anti-Semitism, hates Trump more than he hates the Islamo-Nazi that runs Tehran, hates Netanyahu more than he hates the billionaires who run Hamas? Why is it that the border is wide open? Why is it? Why is it that now we learn of a plot in the Biden regime to bring Palestinians from Gaza into our own country and to give them citizenship. Does that sound like somebody who gives a damn about his country? One of the things the radicals do is they deflect and project. So in order to deflect from their tyranny and their totalitarianism, they project it onto Donald Trump, or they project it onto, it's not my father's Republican Party, onto the Republican Party, or to make America great again. Law-abiding American citizens. They deflect and they project. Joe Biden has done more to destroy our republic, our constitutional republic, our voting system, our national sovereignty than any American president ever, any president in American history. He's done it without a statute. He's done it without a court order. He's done it from sitting in his Oval Office, sitting in his home in Wilmington, sitting in his home in Rehoboth Beach. And he is surrounded by like-minded Marxist, Islamist radicals who are doing it. They're destroying one industry after another, not with legislation. They're redistributing wealth without any statutory authority, in violation of the Constitution and separation of powers. They're changing the culture and demographics of America by importing people from different parts of the world without assimilation, including our enemies. Communist Chinese, terrorists, MS-13, Venezuelan gang members. They know what they're doing. It's happening all over the country. And they don't care. Or they lie. Well, we had bipartisan legislation. They deflect and project. Deflect and project. Maybe our friends will start to use that language too, Mr. Producer. But that's what they're doing. Anybody who votes for Joe Biden hates the country because Joe Biden hates the country. Anybody who votes for Joe Biden supports what he's done to our legal system. Anybody who votes for Joe Biden supports that he has funded Iran, he's armed Iran, he has supported Hamas by funding Iran, as well as the Hutus and Hezbollah and all the rest of the damn alphabet soup in the Middle East. If you vote for Joe Biden, you don't believe in law and order. You don't believe in a secure border and an immigration system. You don't believe in the American economic system. If you vote for Joe Biden, you're voting against your country. You're voting against your family. You're voting against the future survivability of this country. That's right. It's all on the line. Period. I have the guts to say it. Most of you are thinking it, but I'm saying it because it's true. It's true. People keep looking at the polls. Why? We know they cheat and they lie. Why do you keep looking at the polls? First of all, you got to fight like you're way behind. We might be. We don't really know. I sure as hell hope the lawyers are all lined up to deal with this on election day. Because the Biden regime and its Democrat Party apparatchiks and its Democrat Party lawyers and its Democrat Party bar members have done everything they can to destroy lawyers who represent Trump and the Republican Party, disbarring them, charging them with crimes, smearing them. How come not a single Democrat lawyer has faced any of this? Oh, they're so well behaved. They play by the rules. The advice they give certainly is not unethical. You're living in very, very evil times, very grave, dark times. We are at the precipice, looking into the abyss. Even more, we're starting to slide into the abyss. That's what's happening. I want you to think of a country, of a world, if Joe Biden and Blinken have their way completely. The state of Israel would cease to exist. Hamas would be protected and would exist. Iran will have nuclear weapons and intercontinental ballistic missiles on which to launch them. We will have no energy independence. We will not have access to refined oil and natural gas. We'll be relying on the Middle East, which the Iranians will control, including the Red Sea and all the navigable waters around it. We're going to have blackouts and brownouts. We're going to have more police state decisions based on the so-called environment and air and water and redistribution of wealth. The iron fist will approach. What kind of house you can live in, where you can live, how many automobiles, what kind of automobile. They're already at that stage. Who can drive when, how far you can drive. You'll be monitored. They'll have the chips in your car. We already know they're talking about it. It's not a game. The end of single-family homes, we know that. They want to do that too. How do we know? They've told us. Yes, it's here. It's staring you right in the face. It's staring you right in the face. And many people don't know it because we have a corrupt Soviet-style media. We have a corrupt media. Just remember what our media did when they covered up the slaughter of the Ukrainians by the Soviets. Just remember when they covered up the Holocaust. Just remember when they helped install Castro in Cuba. Just remember when they took the side of Hamas against Israel. The media. We don't have a free media. We have a media monopoly that's part of the Democrat Party monopoly. Propagandists, demagogues, America self-haters. That's what we've got. Who the hell would put a Joy Reid on TV? A Joy Reid, a loathsome bigot. There she is with a primetime show. Comcast gave it to her. And she's not alone. Why do CNN and MSNBC keep putting a Soviet apparatchik like Bernie Sanders on TV to comment about the Jews in Israel? Because they want to. Why do they all cheer what they hope to be the imprisonment of Donald Trump? Despite what it does to our country, our law, our politics. Why? Because they're Stalinists. That's why. We have to call them what they are. They don't get to self-define. I'll be right back.
Mark Levin.
Nowadays, $20 barely gets you a burger and fries and maybe a quarter tank of gasoline. You know what it will get you, though? For just $20 a month, you can get unlimited talk, text, and plenty of 5G data from my cell phone company, Pure Talk. You'll get the same quality of service as AT&T, Verizon, or T-Mobile, but for half the cost. The average family saves almost $1,000 a year, all with no contracts and no activation fees. You can trade your phone or get great deals on the latest iPhones and Androids. Make the switch today and save an additional 50% off your first month. Choose a wireless company that shares our values, that supports our military and veterans, that creates American jobs, and refuses to advertise on fake news networks. Instead, they're right here with us. Just go to puretalk.com/Levin, puretalk.com/LEVIN, and make the switch right now so you can actually afford that burger and fries. That's puretalk.com/Levin. Levin, L-E-V-I-N. You know, Stephen A. Smith is not going to even know that I'm talking about this. But I was in the air today, flying, you know, on a plane, on JetBlue, and I happen to like them. Can't always get them because they have that TV screen on the back of the chair that I can watch. And so I'm watching First Take on ESPN, almost 2 hours worth. That is such a great show. And Shannon Sharpe's the other guy, I think, right, Mr. Producer? I never used to like this guy. I never used to like him when he was on with, Dip, whatever his name was. I really like him now. I mean, I'm watching them.
They got tremendous chemistry. Hilarious. Hilarious. And Stephen A's like the Rain Man. I don't know how he... I guess this is what he's done his whole life, but it's unbelievable. But him and Shannon Sharp, I forget the name of the other pudgy guy. I forget his name, but he was quite good too. He had a lot of good information about the NBA. But it's not just the NBA. They moved from the NBA to boxing. And Sharp's doing it too. Football. This, that. I'm going, holy mackerel, these guys are good. Smart. Smart. Because I had to get away. You know, I had to get away from the news. Just a little while. I had to get away. I'm there laughing, and I see people, what the hell is he laughing about? Mind your own damn business. Very, very cool. I shall return. In today's digital age, where cyber threats loom larger than ever, safeguarding your personal information is paramount. So why is Congress considering a law that could put your credit card data at greater risk of being hacked and exposed to foreign networks? This Durbin-Marshall credit card bill could jeopardize your financial data, make it more susceptible to cyber intrusions. It's a controversial bill that proposes a shift in billions of dollars worth of consumer transactions to payment networks that lack the robust security measures consumers rely on. Who could possibly want that? Well, the answer, woke corporate megastores seeking to inflate their multi-billion dollar profit margins. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill will undermine our safe and convenient payment systems and endanger your data security. It's time to take a stand. Visit electronicpaymentscoalition.org. Make your voice heard. Tell your senators to oppose the radical Durbin-Marshall credit card bill, paid for by the Electronic Payments Coalition.
He's here. He's here. Now, broadcasting from the underground command post, deep in the bowels of a hidden bunker, somewhere under the brick and steel of a nondescript building, we've once again made contact with our leader, Mark Levin.
Hello, America. Mark Levin here. Our number, 877-381-3811. Hello. Yellow. 877-381-3811. A reminder, very, very important. Please jot this down. How can you get Mark's podcast? You can now find all my full podcasts, interviews, and specials on YouTube. We have our own YouTube channel. Hello, the Mark Levin YouTube channel. What do? You go to youtube.com at Mark Levin Show. That's it. That's it. YouTube.com at Mark Levin Show, or search Mark Levin Show in YouTube. Say what? Search Mark Levin Show in YouTube. What else? Well, I want to hear the podcast elsewhere. Okay. Go to MarkLevinShow.com. That's the mothership. That's the big website. I own it. I've had it for decades. MarkLevinShow.com. Click on Audio Rewind at the top. We make this as easy as possible so even I can do it. And then pick your favorite podcast platform. That's three clicks and you're in. Or go to your favorite podcast platform. We have Spotify and Stitcher. I mean, it goes on and on. Your favorite podcast platform. And search Mark Levin Show and subscribe. It's all free. Free. Did I say free? Free. So you can always take the radio show with you. We had somebody contact a lawyer friend of mine, Mr. Producer, I think from Finland. I didn't tell you this yesterday. Trying to figure out how to pass some very useful information on to me, and he did, and I'm using it. And I feel fine, sir, but thank you. All over the world, every corner of the earth, this program's heard, except probably in the Oval Office. Probably not in the Oval Office. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we have the acting customs border. Well, yeah, I don't want to do that. Here's what I want to do. This judge in the Trump case, ladies and gentlemen, was handpicked by the chief administrative judge in New York to handle this case. It wasn't by a lottery. We learned that from David Schoen, the great lawyer, on my Saturday show. He's not just a Trump hater. He is an American hater. He's a first-generation immigrant, which is wonderful. Wonderful. But apparently he has had difficulty assimilating into the American jurisprudential system. Because you can tell by the way he runs his courtroom. He runs his courtroom like a thug. He puts out a gag order that was demanded by the thug prosecutor. When is Soros going to be investigated by Congress? When will he be subpoenaed to testify the destruction he's doing to our country? I understand he's the Democrat Party's most important human being. But so what? Who cares what they think? So if a Soros prosecutor, a thug judge, a Democrat jury, anybody who is not being paid by CNN or MSNBC, who's a lawyer, knows this is sickening. This is pathetic. And people keep saying to me, well, why doesn't this happen? Why doesn't that happen? I hate that word, why, because that means people are being intellectually lazy. Ladies and gentlemen, the goal here is to get Donald Trump convicted of any one of 34 phony, fraudulent charges. Don't you see? This will all be overturned on appeal on multiple fronts. Now, I've said this now for several months. I've intensified my points over the last several weeks. So now every so-called legal analyst is saying the same thing. I say different things. They regurgitate. Just being honest. He'll be overturned, but it'll be too late, you see, because they want to run on Donald Trump was convicted by a jury of his peers. And that's what they want to do while Joe Biden's running commercials about Donald Trump, the felon, when in fact it is Joe Biden who's a mobster, who is corrupt, who's violated numerous laws, the Constitution, Supreme Court orders. But this is how it works when you are in what is becoming increasingly a totalitarian government. Ruled by executive fiat. When's the last time a piece of legislation actually passed that would outlaw the combustion engine? That would give these elitist students relief, it's called, on their student loans. And I go on and on. There's no legislation ever. The destruction of women's sports. Well, we can't talk about that. Yes, I can, and I will. And thank God for all those women's groups, right? They're very busy pushing abortion rather than defending women. Is it okay to define women now, Mr. Producer? I thought we're not allowed to do that. I thought you're a woman if it's between your ears, not between your legs. Isn't that the way the argument goes? You are what you think you are. Ooh. Then what is this women's reproductive rights? If you are what you think you are, why is it limited to women? Well, look, logic doesn't actually work here. The charges against Donald Trump are preposterous. The testimony that's being taken has nothing to do with even the preposterous charges. I talked about this collateral evidence issue, and now all the geniuses, oh. You know what? It's so frustrating, Mr. Bidu. People will send me links to what some lawyer said that I said 5 days ago on Fox or on the radio or on Blaze. Isn't that weird? What, did you hear what this guy said? I said that. It's so, media is so screwed up, America. It's so screwed up. It's so weird. You know, the way I was brought up is don't plagiarize, so I don't. Use footnotes and endnotes if you use sources, which I do. Be nice to name them, too, which I do. But I'm the only one who does it, apparently, or very few of us. Ooh, the collateral evidence rule. Now, it's all every legal analyst. Hey, the Harvey Weinstein decision by the highest court in New York, I read it. Nobody else read it. I read it. And what's happening in the courtroom against Donald Trump is exactly why they threw that case out against Weinstein. Now, it's a brilliant. Somebody sends me a link today as I'm getting on the plane. Look at what so-and-so said. I won't embarrass him. Look at what I said. Oh, good God. I said that Saturday. In fact, I said it on Hannity last Wednesday or Thursday. But it is true. Everything that's happening in that courtroom is corrupt. But the judge doesn't care. So this is the why question that gets me very frustrated. Why is he doing this? Excuse me? Why doesn't somebody do something about it? Why won't the state bar do something about it? Democrat, Democrat, Democrat. The goal is not justice. The goal is conviction. The goal is not justice. And they're fine with it. At the Communist News Network, they're fine with it. At MSLSD, it's all good. Why? Because they're thugs. This guy, Weissman. What's his first name? I don't remember his first name. That little puny. Andy. Andrew Weissman. Hey, Drew. You little creep, you punk. All the people that you prosecuted, many of whom were innocent. You destroyed a massive American company. 80,000 people lost their jobs. Perfect resume for being a commentator on cable. I don't remember if he's on MSLSD or the Constipated News Network. It doesn't really matter. They're one and the same. What a puke. And all these former federal prosecutors. Do you really have to be this stupid to be a former federal prosecutor? And by the way, there's a lot of smart ones. Andy McCarthy, very, very sharp. Don't go, but there's a lot of stupid ones, apparently. I'm listening to these people. My God, you used to prosecute people? That's frightening. Frightening. I'll be right back.
Mark Levin.
We're here, ladies and gentlemen, with Congressman Mike Lawler of New York. How are you, sir?
I'm good, Mark. How are you?
Good. First time, I think, yeah? Second,
during the campaign in 2022. Second. Yep.
That's right. And you won a close race. You won it from a Democrat. That's a good thing. Now, you're working with
Absolutely.
A Democrat from, I think, the most Democrat district in the United States of America, who's Richie Torres, who actually supports the state of Israel and comes under vicious, vile attack from the squad and other squatters. And you and he are working on something together. Is that right, Congressman?
No question, Mark. We've actually introduced a few bills together, including the special envoy for the Abraham Accords, which became law. But just recently, we introduced the Columbia Act, which would target schools like Columbia that are engaged in this vile anti-Semitism that we're seeing. It would allow the Department of Education to install an anti-Semitism monitor. Because what we're seeing right now on these campuses, folks like President Shafik refuse to do their jobs to keep these students safe and to crack down on anti-Semitism. We know that if these were protests against black people or gay people or immigrants, that these schools would crack down on them immediately. But because this is a protest under the guise of the Israeli-Palestinian conflict, they allow it to occur no matter the vile anti-Semitism that is spewed. And ultimately, the objective here is to change the behavior. And I've also introduced a bill, the Anti-Semitism Awareness Act, which will be voted on tomorrow on the House floor, which would basically codify President Trump's executive order that would require the Department of Education to adopt the IRA working definition of anti-Semitism for all of its Title VI violations of the Civil Rights Act of 1964 on its discrimination enforcement cases.
Congressman Lawler, are you shocked like I am, and many of my audience are also shocked about this, that Joe Biden has been basically silent about all this? Is this not all the actions coming out of Congress, mostly from Republicans? You have a few Democrats like Richie Torres, a handful of them. But all the action is really on the Republican, mostly on the Republican side, and almost none of it is coming out of the White House.
It's shameful what's happened. You know, President Bush said it in the aftermath of October 7th, the world would stand with Israel. But the moment they defend themselves, the world would turn. And that's exactly what we've seen. And President Biden is facing a tough reelection, and Democrats are panicking about what is happening within the base of their party and how it will impact them electorally in Michigan and Minnesota. And so you see not only Joe Biden not leading on this issue, but you have Chuck Schumer, the highest ranking Jewish official in the history of the United States, pathetically timid on this issue. Just today, he finally spoke out, about what is happening at Columbia. But it's shameful. And Jerry Nadler is opposed to the bill that we're voting on tomorrow. Meanwhile, he was a co-sponsor of a similar bill just 4 years ago.
I mean, are you Jewish?
No, I'm Italian-Irish.
No,
Catholic.
No, that's all right. Richie Torres, is he Jewish? And so, and I'm finding this remarkable because, you know, the speaker had a press conference today. I'm looking at all the chairman and chairwoman of the committees. None of them are Jewish. He's not Jewish. You're not Jewish. Torres isn't Jewish. Where are all the Jewish Democrats, Congressman? I'm just curious, in Congress, where are they?
Well, this is the amazing thing, Mark. I mean, you know, the United States was the first country to recognize Israel 11 minutes after its founding, Harry Truman. And you look today and you see just silence from some of the biggest leaders within the Democratic Party and the Jewish community. Some of my colleagues, Richie Torres, Josh Gottheimer, Jared Moskowitz, they're leading. They're doing the right thing. They're working with me on bills. But this is insane. I've never seen anything like it. And it really needs to stop. You see, Democrats are panicking about the election, and they're allowing that to be more of a factor than doing what is right here. You have students being harassed, assaulted. The leader of the of this protest at Columbia University calling for Zionists to die. This is being allowed to happen in America, and it's disgusting.
What do you think about Blinken and Biden? They're funding Iran, which President Trump had cut off. Iran's obviously giving enormous sums of money to the terrorist organizations and regimes that surround Israel proper. Iran's getting a nuclear weapon. It doesn't appear like we're doing anything about it. Tom Cotton said we're not doing anything about it. And meanwhile, Blinken keeps going to the Middle East and keeps pounding away at Netanyahu, pounding away at the IDF, pounding away at Israel. And now there's a report from CBS that the federal government, all the instrumentalities of the federal government, have been working quietly behind the scenes to bring Palestinians from Gaza into the country. Let me ask you something. They're doing this all on their own. They're changing American policy towards Israel, towards Iran, which is now leaning towards Iran and against Israel. They just get to do this, Congressman, without any real effort to stop them?
Well, this is why, Mark, I fought so hard to make sure in the foreign aid package that we passed that two of my bills were included, the SHIP Act and the Iran-China Energy Sanctions Act. And they were, and they now are law, and both are targeting the illicit Iranian oil trade, which is funding their terrorism. Since Joe Biden took office, $88 billion in increased sales of Iranian petroleum. This is what is funding Hamas, Hezbollah, the Houthis. It is absolutely downright shameful. And meanwhile, China is the biggest purchaser of Iranian petroleum. 80% of Iranian oil sales are purchased by China. This is why it is so critical to have strong foreign policy. President Trump was right about China. He was right about Iran. He was right about Russia. He got the Javelin missiles to Ukraine. This foreign policy under Joe Biden has been an unmitigated disaster, starting with the withdrawal in Afghanistan, resulting in the death of 13 U.S. service members, the Russian invasion of Ukraine, the terrorist attack on Israel, threats emanating in the Indo-Pacific from China. This foreign policy is an absolute failure. Bob Gates was right so many years ago when he said that Joe Biden has been wrong about every major foreign policy decision.
But John McCain was right about Blinken. He went to the Senate floor for 30 Absolutely. Minutes when he was nominated for deputy secretary. He said, this man is dangerous. He is dangerous, is he not?
No question about it. This foreign policy team has been an absolute abject failure and a disaster, and it is undermining the United States. It's undermining Israel. When you have the Senate Majority Leader, Chuck Schumer, calling for regime change in Israel, when you have Nancy Pelosi calling for Netanyahu to resign, and meanwhile, they say nothing of Iran, nothing with respect to Qatar and holding them accountable with respect to Hamas. It really is just mind-boggling what is happening right now under this administration.
Congressman Lawler, I'd like to hold you over the bottom of the hour if you have a moment. Can you stick with us?
No problem.
All right, it's Congressman Mike Lawler. He and Richie Torres. Congressman, you can tell Richie Torres he can come on the show. He doesn't need to be nervous about me. And they're introducing a bill. I want to get underscore what this bill is about. There's another bill, I think, being voted on tomorrow. We'll get to this. We'll be right back.
Mark Levin, the thunder on the right. Call in now, 877-381-3811.
We're here with Congressman Mike Lawler. Mike Lawler, again, what is this bill you're voting on tomorrow exactly?
Tomorrow will be a vote on the Anti-Semitism Awareness Act. It's a bill I was working on throughout the year last year. It would require the Department of Education to adopt the IRA working definition of anti-Semitism and all of its contemporary examples. It basically codifies President Trump's executive order that he had put in place during his administration. And when you see what's happening on these college campuses, we need to clearly define what anti-Semitism is and make sure that it is being enforced on all of these discrimination enforcement cases that are brought about.
Do you expect to get most votes, most of the votes out of the Republican Party as well?
Yeah, I suspect most Republicans will support it. There are some who, you know, feel there might be some First Amendment issues. You know, I do not share that viewpoint here. But I would suspect about half the Democrats, roughly, will vote against it. Certainly the squad is opposed to it. Jerry Nadler gave this bizarre defense yesterday in the Rules Committee explaining why he wouldn't support it and that, you know, he doesn't like the IRA definition because it says that anti-Zionism is anti-Semitism. And I hate to break it to Jerry, but it is.
Because people in this audience understand, Zionism simply means the state of Israel. So if
Correct.
You're saying abolish the state of Israel, you're abolishing the people who inhabit the state of Israel. So what else can it possibly mean, Congressman? That's what it means.
It's exactly right, Mark. And the crazy part is Jerry Nadler was an original co-sponsor when this bill was introduced 4 years ago.
Well, we certainly don't look for him for our guide star, North Star, or our principles, do we? But
no.
Are you in a tight
for sure
race?
Not.
Tell us about your race.
So I represent a district that Joe Biden won by 10 points in 2020. There's 80,000 more Democrats than Republicans just north of New York City. It's home to the Clintons and George Soros. So by no means is it a bastion of conservatism. But we've been able to flip this seat representing areas that haven't been represented by a Republican in over 20 years because of the issues. People are fed up in New York. They're tired of the high taxes, the lack of affordability, the rampant crime in New York City, the migrant crisis at our southern border. And within the Democratic Party, what they're seeing is this rank anti-Semitism that is pervasive. And I represent one of the largest Jewish districts in America in terms of population. And so, you know, I feel very good about where we are heading into November. I'm running against Mondaire Jones, a one-term member of Congress. He was the third most progressive member. He associated with AOC, Ilhan Omar, Rashida Tlaib, Jamal Bowman, and the rest of the squad. He believes in defunding the police, open borders. He called ICE agents racist.
He's a Trotskyist.
And so we need to hold this seat. New York will determine the majority once again. And if we want a Republican majority, seats like mine are going to be critical. So if people can help, they can go to lawlerforcongress.com, F-O-R, lawlerforcongress.com, and support our efforts.
Well, we need to hold your seat, Congressman. LawlerForCongress.com. LawlerForCongress.com. If you can help folks, please do. LawlerForCongress.com. He's running against, my words, not yours, Congressman, a real Trotskyite. That's what he is. He's a Trotskyite. And I suspect in his private moments he would tell you he's a Trotskyite, just as Bernie Sanders used to be a Trotskyite. But he progressed. He's now just a pure Stalinist.
He called himself a progressive champion for Brooklyn. You know, when redistricting happened 2 years ago, Sean Patrick Maloney, who I defeated, pushed Mondaire Jones out. Mondaire went and ran down in Brooklyn and Manhattan. He shut his office down early and, you know, really showed himself for who he is, which is a true radical progressive. And he is not someone that would support the issues that we care about as conservative Republicans in the least.
Well, I certainly want to endorse you if that doesn't hurt you. You never know.
I appreciate it.
All right, Congressman. God bless you. Keep up the good work. We'll be watching this vote tomorrow very closely.
Thanks for all you do, Mark. Appreciate it.
All right. Be well. Look, I don't agree with any congressman 100%. It was Reagan who said, you agree 80%, he's an 80% friend, not a 20% enemy. But I don't agree with the radical libertarians like Rand Paul either. But something's going on with Rand Paul. I think Rand Paul has nothing but contempt for the state of Israel. He's never defended it. It's not even a money issue or anything else. His old man, Ron Paul, was no different. I'm on to Rand Paul. I get it. I know where he's coming from. And he's definitely not a constitutional conservative. He's a libertarian. There's a difference. But I'm all for the constitutional conservatives in these tough districts, you know, where the Democrats have 10-point leads and Biden's won and so forth and so on. You know, in order for us to have the speakership, we have to win those seats. It's that simple. I'm not talking about liberal Republicans like Romney or Collins or Murkowski. That's a whole other ballgame. And we'll continue to promote our philosophy, our constitutionalist views, our conservatism. We have to fight on those grounds when we have a majority. Also, we can't keep banging our heads against the wall when the communists are on the move, when the fascists in Russia are on the move, and when the Islamists are on the move. Because ultimately, we're the target. We're the target. Not so much Taiwan or Ukraine or Israel. It's us. Us. We're the target. And this weird fusion between the radical left Marxists and the libertarian Republicans is idiotic. It's preposterous. And I'm neither. So I'm not going to support either. As far as I'm concerned, Mr. Producer, I'll be right back.
Mark Levin.
You know, ladies and gentlemen, well, you're like family here. A gentleman passed away today. His name was Lou. Lou. Lou was a wonderful father and husband. He's related to my wife's side of the family. Lou died of cancer today, which he fought for years. And Lou and his beautiful wife had three children, including two daughters, who died out in the Hamptons area in a fire a year and a half ago because the person who rented them the house didn't have the electrical system up to code. Lou and his son tried several times to save his daughters. They managed to get them out of the house, and unfortunately smoke inhalation. And I believe they suffered heart attacks and they passed away.
And today Lou passed away. And he was a fantastic man. The times that I saw him, just a very nice big bear of a man. I mean big. Maybe he was 6'4", Mr. Producer. Maybe he was 250, 270. I don't know. But I don't mean a heavy fat guy. Big bear of a man. And as gentle and kind as you can imagine. A litigator. A lawyer. And still a nice guy. And I remember we saw him and his beautiful wife and his son. I think it was in August. Where family and friends came together on the anniversary of the passing of his daughters. He was a man of deep faith. And by that I don't mean necessarily of the religious bureaucracy. I mean a man of deep faith, as is his wife. And now he will join his daughters. And he's in God's embrace. And we all know people like this, don't we, Mr. Producer? But I just wanted to mention Lou. He will be very, very deeply missed. I'm not comfortable giving out last names because, you know, it's not my role to do that, but he was a wonderful, wonderful man. I know my family and I are very upset about it, and his family has suffered a lot. A lot. He was a great patriot, too. Kathy, Lafayette, Indiana, XM Satellite. Go, please.
Hi. Hi. First of all, I want to say I love you and Sean Thank Hannity. You. I mean, Thank I listen you. To you on the radio going to and from work. I don't have any way of watching you in the house or listening to you.
Right. But thank you, and I'll thank you for Hannity, too.
Oh, thank you. My concern is the digital dollar.
Mm-hmm.
My husband and I are both retired. We have no retirement left.
God.
We're just living from paycheck to paycheck.
Terrible.
And at this particular time, I'm working outside the home trying to support five people. And so my question is this. I mean, we have a mortgage. We have a car payment. If we go to the digital dollar, I mean, is...
Somebody take Kathy's phone number, and I mean this, and we will call her tomorrow in the third hour. I don't believe in this digital money for a lot of reasons, and I can explain it. It's very, very dangerous. It gives the government an enormous amount of control. I want to salute all you heroes out there. Thank you so, so much. Let's do it again tomorrow. What do you think? I'll be here. You be here too, okay? See you tomorrow. God bless you.